Creating a healthy environment for the future has been a concern for a while. Cycling has become a popular trend to ensure the environment stays clean and clear. Mobo Bicycle Co-op is on a mission to aid cyclists. It gives them a place to talk bikes, work on bikes, and meet other enthusiastic cyclists. Mobo organizes rides, races, and kids events, spreading the cycling love into other parts of the greater Cincinnati area, by bike or word.
The Mobo Bicycle Co-op is a project of the Village Green, and what we seek to do is to promote cycling in the Cincinnati and greater Cincinnati area. And we work to teach people how to work on their bikes, to empower them so that the next time they get a flat, they know exactly what to do. And we work with local organizations to help provide bikes and helmets for kids.
What do you mean by work on your bike? I mean, it should be pretty simple, right? It's two wheels, no motor.
More complicated than that.
You know, I don't know. When I came in, it felt very inept, but there were people around who had just learned pretty much what they were, you know, what they did, and taught me how to do what I did because they just learned it. And so then, I liked the atmosphere, so I came in and did it. Sometimes we have workshops, but generally you kind of come in and it's like a crash course on your own bicycle, and then you walk through it and you're never left hanging, and all their parts are used so you can break them and not feel bad about it.
A lot of people come in to participate in our Adopt a Bike program, which is for members in good standing. And what you can do is we have a bunch of used road bikes here, and you take one and you work on it with a mechanic, which is really great because you become intimately involved with your bike. You know how it works in a lot of ways. Then the bike is yours when you're done with it. Or other people come in because they have something going on with their bike, like their chain broke or something, and they want to come in because they know we can help them learn how to do that.
When you talk about riding bikes, I think that's probably one of the greatest issues you run into, with people being comfortable with riding their bikes in a city setting. And you guys are close enough to the city. How do you aid those that might be afraid of getting on the road?
Well, say when you come in with a bike, we're going to do a safety check for you. That's one thing that's very important to us, is making sure that the vehicle everybody is on is very safe. And then we don't really do the Thursday night ride. That's not our thing, but we all go on it and we support it. And we have various outlets. I think we used to do a super slow ride from here at Mobo, and it was our thing for very new cyclists or adults who maybe haven't cycled in 20 to 30 years.
What else do you do? Do you do rides, events, things like that in the community?
We have a Kids Day event every year, and during the summer we offer a Kids Day where Monday nights the neighborhood kids can come in, they can earn a bike, we show them how to work on their bikes. We work with people who organize rides, and we do a lot of community outreach. So for example, there was just a bike ride to raise money for MS, and we ran a repair station, and Joe there worked on the course, so if cyclists had problems on the courses, he helped them out. Camp Washington is having a picnic event, and we're donating some kids' bikes, so we're working on building up some kids' bikes to give out. There's a tweed ride, difficult as that to say, that's being organized for the fall.
Joe, you're a volunteer. What are your duties here at the co-op?
I usually volunteer as a mechanic. I just help other people work on their bikes and help them, you know, learn about their bikes more.
What brought you to cycling in general, but not only that, but sharing your cycling experience with other people?
Well, you know, when I was a kid, we all rode bikes, and I started working for the Kids Day program because kids aren't riding bikes as much as they used to, and I want to really help them learn more about their bikes and have fun versus staying inside playing video games all day.
How do people like Joe, volunteers and stuff, get involved with the Mobo Bicycle Co-op?
You just come in and say, hey, I want to volunteer. And we go, we have things for you to do. One of the best ways to come and volunteer is co-op night. There's not that pressure of if you feel like you're not a good enough mechanic or you're not comfortable being a mechanic, we can introduce you to the co-op and give you fun things to do. And the other thing to do is the forum. And it's a potluck event, and you come and you bring food to eat, and in turn, you're eaten by the mosquitoes. And we talk about what the co-op is, how you can become involved. And it's a really great way to meet board members and committee chairs.
What am I looking at right now? Let's go through how the shop is kind of put together. I'm looking at stacks of old used bikes and ones that have been parted out and are hanging up. Can you just kind of give me a tour of your working facility here?
Sure. Well, this right here is what we call a hot mess. Some of these are kids' bikes left over from Kids Day. Everything else is just a giant pleasant mixture of bikes that have been donated and bikes that have been adopted and people are working on. And we obviously got to hold them somewhere, so we keep them here in our garage. And then most of the bikes that are already adopted are in the basement of the house, where we also have all kinds of different little parts and everything, whatever you need in my experience, has been everything you need except for whatever it is I need at the moment I can never find. But everything else is always there, so I just pocket it and put it, you know, save it for later.
Should people be afraid if they don't know?
No.
Absolutely not. I came in knowing nothing. I think Michael Providente came in knowing nothing. He's another, like, star volunteer who's here all the time. So many people come in here knowing absolutely nothing. Half the volunteers maybe come in, they know nothing, and they had so many people around them wanting them to know what's going on with their bike that they just wanted to be a part of it and keep the good feel going.
Why are you a cyclist?
Because I have nowhere else to go. I sold my car a long time ago, and you know, then I was getting fat, and then I started cycling. I lost 35 pounds, you know, before mid, you know, within 6 months, and it's like, I think I'm doing the right thing, so I stuck with it.
I think that cars are not a sustainable form of transportation because they rely so much on other technologies and kind of destroying the environment.
And Joe, why are you a cyclist?
I don't have a car. Plus, I just like to ride bikes anyway, so it's just fun. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. Thanks for joining me and having me here at the Mobo Bicycle Co-op.
That was board members Ellie and Alex, joined by volunteer Joe of the Mobo Bicycle Co-op. For more information on Mobo and how to get involved, visit our website at wvxu.org.